New sturdy travel cases were arranged along the wall, along with the provisions he'd acquired thus far. Beck squatted near the bags and checked inside. Her expression instantly shifted to one of outrage.
"What is this?"
She held up a book.
"It's a book," Nico said.
"I know it's a book. You got a dozen of them in here."
Beck grimaced over the title, "Mythical Creatures of Elvish Legend."
"Are you serious?"
She flipped it open to a random page and pulled a face.
"What the thunder is a tree troll?"
Heat crawled over the surface of Nico's skin.
"It's a monster that looks like a tree."
"This is ridiculous."
Beck shut the book with a snap.
"You can't bring these. They're too heavy."
"I wasn't planning to carry it myself. I'm getting horses."
"Horses?"
Sadie said.
"One for each of us."
Looking genuinely surprised, Sadie and Tova shared a glance.
"I'd assumed we were traveling on foot. That's very generous, thank you."
"This is too heavy for horses," Beck said. "They'll have enough to carry between us and supplies we actually need. You gotta get rid of all of this. You won't have time to read anyway."
Nico hoped he didn't look as red-faced and silly as he felt. Moreover, he'd miss those books. He'd purchased several new ones in preparation for this trip. Sadie, who knew, offered him a quick, empathetic glance. She sat on the edge of his bed for a better view of Beck's assessment. Tova remained standing, arms crossed as she leaned against the doorframe. Beck moved on to the next pack.
"Oh, look! More books!"
She gave him a tired glance, then rooted around the next.
"The mess kit's good,"
she said after checking it. She squinted into the darker parts of the bag and withdrew a glass jar.
"What's this?"
"It's nut butter," Nico said. "It's a good source of energy."
Beck's ginger eyebrows made the shape which plainly said, "This is embarrassing, but I'll let it slide." She tossed the jar onto the bed beside Sadie.
"Why you get so many dry lentils?"
"The man at the market said they keep well. He gave me an excellent price."
Beck pushed out a disappointed sigh.
"Well, it's a good thing you got me or we'd all starve 5 days out."
She stood and dusted off her pants.
"Let's go."
"Go where?"
Nico asked.
"The market for some proper travel rations. And I want to go with you when you pick out the horses."
"You know what to look for in a horse."
"I know better than you do. You'd probably get swindled into buying a donkey thinking it was a horse."
Nico's face tightened into a frown. He held up a palm.
"That happened one time." "You mistook a donkey for a horse?"
Tova asked.
"A neighbor painted runes on his donkey for a festival,"
Beck said to her.
"He convinced Nico it was a stout new breed of Voldemort horse."
Tova chuckled in a way which wasn't loud but still filled the room.
"I was 9 years old,"
Nico said, feeling the need to recover some dignity.
"The man was adamant.
I love horses. Can I come?"
Sadie's face was bright and cheerful and almost made him forget his frustration. He slowly released the hot air bottling in his lungs, decidedly ignoring Beck's remarks about his idiotic discernment.
"Sure," Nico said. "We'll all go."